If you have your Bible with you, let's turn to the book of the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter number 14. We're going to address a very familiar passage to most people. But just because it's familiar, well, there's a reason why it's familiar. It's often because it is very important for us to often think about. And we're going to look at John chapter number 14. And I want to read verses 1 through to 7. And then we're going to look at verse number 6 mainly tonight. So John chapter number 14, verses 1 through to verse number 7. These are the words of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we're mindful, Lord God, that you are God alone. And Lord, you are holy and righteous, Lord, and merciful, forgiving and loving, compassionate, Father. I thank you that you pity us tonight, Lord, and you look down upon us, Lord, with great compassion. We thank you for that. And I ask, Lord God, that you would help us tonight to understand your word. Help us, Father, to draw close to you. Help us to know you. Lord, for those that do not know you, I pray that tonight they would know you as Savior. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would work in our hearts. Be glorified, Lord, as a result of our gathering. May the Holy Spirit be working in hearts tonight, Father, that we might be convicted and challenged and encouraged by your word. And we know, Lord God, that we need you. And we ask and pray that you'd help us now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, Jesus said, believe also in me. Verse number 6 mainly talks to us about the way, the truth, and the life, referring to Jesus Christ, he being the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said to Thomas, who asked Jesus a very important question. I want you to notice the question with me in verse number 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said he's going to heaven. Thomas says, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way to get there? How can we get to heaven? Isn't that a wonderful question to ask? That's a question that many people have on their minds in the world today. How can we know the way to heaven? That's an important question. And I hope you know the answer to that question. If not, today we'll find the answer, because the answer is very simply found within the Bible. Jesus answered that question by saying unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I love how Jesus has the answers. And the answers are there recorded for us in the Word of God. And we can know that we can know the way to heaven, and that's through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus uses the words, I am, I am. In the Bible, these are so crucial words because I am is the name that was dedicated to God Almighty. In the Old Testament, when Moses saw the burning bush and God was speaking to him from the burning bush, Moses said to God, what am I going to say to these people in Egypt when I go out to these Israelites to try and get them out of Egypt? How are they going to know that I'm from you? What am I going to say to them? And God said to them, I want you to say these words to them in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. He said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Who was the I am? That was God Almighty speaking through the bush, the burning bush to Moses. In the Old Testament there, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, see that I, even I am he, there is no God with me. This is God talking here, God Almighty. See that I am He. Isaiah 41 verse 4, God says this, I the Lord, the first and with the last, I am He. Isaiah 43 verse 10, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. God Almighty is the I Am. He is the I Am that I am, simply saying that God has always existed and He has not been created. And Jesus identified with this, He being also God. Jesus said, I am. In John chapter 8 verse 24, Jesus said these words, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe that I am, believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Jesus is saying, if you don't believe that I am He, who is I am He? I am God Almighty. Ye shall die in your sins. John chapter 8 verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I am. And the people that were hearing this word thousands of years ago understood that when Jesus said that He is the I Am and He was before Abraham, they knew exactly what He was saying. And many times they tried to kill Him because He was making that declaration that He was Almighty God. And Jesus is Almighty God. And then we look throughout the Bible and Jesus says, I am, I am, I am, I am. And in John chapter 6, He says, I am the bread of life. Isn't that wonderful? We all need bread to survive. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. That's a beautiful passage. I am the light of the world. If we did not have sunlight, we would all be dead. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. David said, the Lord God Almighty, is my light and my salvation. And here we have Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Isn't that precious? He's the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Jesus being the door, if a man enters in through Christ Jesus, he can be saved from his sin and have eternal life. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Don't you remember Psalm chapter 23, where He said, the Lord is my shepherd. God Almighty is my shepherd. I shall not want. Or Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, where do we find life? And how on earth can we be raised from the dead to live in His sight? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, He being the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the true vine. The true vine. The fruits that come from a grape tree all have its source in the vine. And Jesus is the source of life. And I want to present to you this Jesus today. And the Bible says here in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can I just say to you, that word, the, T-H-E, is a very important word in this passage. Jesus is saying that I am the. That's a very exclusive statement. We live in a world today where there is, we like to keep many options open, okay? As many roads as we can take, we're happy with that. And for that, in many a case, is fine, but we must understand when Jesus makes a statement like this, it's a very exclusive way, isn't it? I am the way. That's one way. I am the truth, the only truth. I am the life. That's Jesus Christ. If we want to know the way, the truth, the life, we must know Jesus. We cannot have another way that will be acceptable to go to heaven. Jesus says, I am the way. That's very important to understand that. It's a very exclusive statement that Jesus Christ has made. And we must understand that if God says that He is the way, if Jesus says He is the way, that means there is no other way. No other way. I want you to look at these three things, the way, the truth, and the life. Let's begin by looking at the way. The way. Chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. The way is a road. The way is a path. The way gives us direction. And Jesus says, I am the way. The way. Thomas asked the question, how can we know? What did he use the words there? Can you look at me in verse number 5? Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know? What's those words? The way. Who is the way? Well, you can know the way by knowing who? Jesus. He actually said, how can we know the way? And Jesus was looking at him, probably thinking, you're looking at the way. I am the way. You're asking a question that my presence is answering you right now, Thomas. And Jesus, in graciousness and humility, said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way to the Father. He is the only way. You know, Thomas was focusing too much on how to get to the Father. But Jesus was saying to Thomas, if you stop worrying about how to get to the Father and start focusing your attention upon me, I am the way to the Father. You see, there's a lot of people today that are so concerned about how am I going to get to heaven? How am I going to get to heaven? But Jesus says, hang on a minute, I am the way to heaven. And in our attempts to earn favor with God, how many people have taken their eyes off Jesus Christ and gone a big circle around only to find out that they haven't yet found the way? And that's the reality of many people's lives today. They're on a great pilgrimage and search in finding the way. But Jesus just says, hang on a minute. I am the way. I am the way. You know, it's a sad thing, but it's a reality today, is it not? How many people go on pilgrimages to find the way to heaven? How many people go and embark on religious activities in order to find the way to heaven? How many people enter into different aspects of self-realization to find the way to heaven? How many people try and have better living in order to find the way to heaven? How many people basically make an attempt saying, I'm going to change my habits in order that I can find the way to heaven? How many people say, well, if I just set my income aside and give to the poor, I shall one day find the way to heaven? How many people are finding out all these ways to get to heaven? Now, you might say, is anything wrong with these things? None of these things that I've mentioned are not wrong in and of themselves, but can I tell you, they're not the answer for the way to heaven. Jesus gave the answer, and he said, I am the way. You see, in man's attempt to find the way to heaven, they so easily overlook Jesus. But salvation is in Jesus Christ. You see the words back there here? Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Not Joshua saves. Okay, you can put your name there and we can put, you do not save. It's Jesus, right, that saves, because he is the way. He is the way. The Bible teaches that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. How many a man has tried in attempt to go his own way, but only found that his way leads to more misery and eventually death and separation from God? The Bible teaches that everyone, are we all like sheep? We're like sheep, aren't we? The Bible teaches that we've gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way, but the Lord hath laid on him, on Christ, the iniquities or the sins of us all. You know, there is a way. There is many ways, should I say, but there is only one way to heaven, and that's through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you for those of you that are today embarking on a journey to find the way to heaven, I just want you to stop for a moment and consider Jesus. I just want you to stop for a moment in all the busyness of your life and all the busyness of your own attempts to find the way to heaven. Just stop for a moment and hearken to the words of Jesus, who says, hang on, I am the way. You see, Thomas was thinking, how can I know the way? How can I know the way? Jesus is saying, hang on, Thomas, you're looking at the way. I am the way. I am the way. You know, mankind is lost today. Most people that I ask this question to have no idea how to answer it. This is the question that I usually ask. If you were to die tonight, where would you spend eternity? If you were to die tonight, where would you go? And a lot of people, just be honest, and please be honest with yourself tonight. A lot of people would say, I honestly don't know. I don't know. And then I think to myself, okay, if somebody doesn't know where they're going, what do we call that person? Lost. Isn't that right? Lost. I was yesterday in Bankstown Shopping Centre, and a lady comes up to me, and I'm from Newcastle, and she says, where can I find the Chemist Warehouse? And I'm like, information desk right over there. She was lost. She didn't know how to get to where she was going. She didn't know where she was going, to be quite honest. She maybe had a destination in mind, but she did not know her way. And isn't that so true of mankind today, that People do not know where they are going when they die. And that is simply the fact that man is lost. You know what the Bible teaches, though? That the Son of Man has come, that's Jesus, to seek and to save that which was lost. Isn't that precious? That Jesus is coming, the way, Jesus, who is the way, is going to take people that are lost on that way to himself, to heaven. That's precious. The Bible teaches us that what man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, don't they leave the 99 just to go out and find that one sheep? And the Bible's teaching us here that Jesus is the same. He will go and he will leave to find that one lost sheep that he can bring him on the way. Bring him on the way to eternal life. Bring him to himself and back into the fold. And that's what Jesus is doing today in your hearts. That's what Jesus is trying to do today, is to bring those that are lost home. To bring them home. Jesus is the way. Let me ask you this question. Are you lost tonight? Be honest with yourself. Are you lost tonight? If you were to be asked that question, could you be honest and say, I honestly do not know where I'm going when I die? My friend, if you recognize your lost state, I want to point you to one who will find you and one who will put you on the way, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at the truth. Chapter 14, verse number 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. And then he says, the truth and the life. I am the truth, the truth. You know, Jesus did not just teach truth. He was the truth. Jesus is the epitome of truth. He is the embodiment of truth. The truth, my friend, is in Jesus, as the Bible teaches in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Jesus is the truth. Simply saying this, if you find Jesus, you find the truth. How many men today and women today says, what is truth? You ever thought that question before? What is the truth? We live in a very confused society today, and people are wondering this question, what is the truth? There is so many ideas out there, so many opinions, so many ways, so many different mentalities, and people are communicating things right through the media, through our friends, through our families. We have a very noisy soul today. Very noisy. We live in a very noisy world. And that causes a person to go back and think to themselves, what is truth? I don't know anymore. I'm lost. I don't know the truth. Well, we have a wonderful word from Jesus here, my friend. Jesus is the truth. You know, a confused soul, when he meets Jesus, is no longer confused. When somebody whose mind is so overwhelmed with a lack of direction and confusion, when they find Jesus Christ, they find truth. You know, when you know the truth, that is a very settling, thing to your heart. You know the truth. It's a settling thing. We want to know the truth today. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, let's not underestimate the importance of truth today. It's so important to us. It's so important to know the truth. And Jesus says, hang on a minute, I am the truth. So in the embarkment on the search for truth, a man or woman must stop and say, hang on a minute, I must consider Jesus, the one who is the embodiment of truth, the one who is truth. He's dependable. He cannot lie. Jesus' words are infallible because he is truth. He is truth. Do you believe that, my friend, today, that Jesus Christ is the truth? Outside of him, there is no truth. He is the embodiment of truth. The Bible teaches that there is no salvation in any other. Acts chapter 14, verse 12. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name of Jesus, he is the truth. The only way that we will find salvation is through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in a confused world, we can understand what even Jesus said. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. John 17, verse 17, he said, thy word is truth. You want the truth, brethren? My friend, you're looking for truth? Look no further than Jesus Christ and you'll find the truth. Now, how many men have been on an embarkment for truth but have not yet been set free? But Jesus will set you free with the truth because he is the truth. Jesus said that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from what? That's a good question. What do I need to be free from? Well, the Bible teaches in the next verses following that we are servants of sin. If we would all be honest with ourselves tonight, we would understand that we are sinners not only by nature, but we are sinners by choice. We have all violated God's commandments and God's laws. We have gone our own way, as we looked at before. We have not taken the way of God. We have sinned in anger and in pride and in bitterness and in vengeance and in envy and in lust. We have done the things that have pleased us without any thought to God. We have thought our own way, gone our own way, done our own thing, said the things that we want to say without any thought to God. How many a man has blasphemed the name of God Almighty, just using it as a curse word? And the reality is, my friend, tonight, that you are in bondage to sin if you are without Jesus. And that means that you're tied in sin. And that's why so many a man can perhaps put off one habit only to find himself in bondage to another habit. They trade habits. The addiction to smoking is swapped for an addiction to adultery and lust and fornication. And a man is in bondage to sin, but Jesus Christ says here that ye shall know the truth. You shall know him. You shall know his way. And the Bible says, and the truth shall make you free. You know, everyone that has come to know Jesus Christ as Savior, those shackles that once bound them in sin have been broken. And they've known in their hearts, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Because if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That's the preciousness of the work of Jesus Christ, that he'll set your heart free. If we all be honest with ourselves, we sin just like that without any thought. And how many a person has seen their marriage collapse simply saying, I want to change, but I can't change. Well, what's happening there? They're in bondage to their sin. How many a person has seen their life and saying, I want to stop drugs and alcohol. I want to stop, but I can't stop. What are they saying? I'm in bondage, right? Well, the Bible says here that ye shall know the truth. When you come to know Jesus, guess what happens? The chains are broken. Your heart is free. And you can follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It gives you a new heart, a new life. Let's look at the last point here, because Jesus is not only the way, Jesus is not only the truth, but lastly, Jesus is the life. The life. Some of you are saying, well, I'm breathing right now. Well, the fact that we're taking a breath is only by the grace of God, by the way. But Jesus is the life. What does he mean by that? Well, you know what? The Bible teaches that we're dead, spiritually dead, in trespasses and in sins. Because of our rebellion against God, we are separated from God Almighty by our sin. And we are dead in trespasses and in sins. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, for by one man, that was Adam, we all know that story, sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are sinners, and therefore we are dead in our sins. We're separated from the life of God. The Bible actually puts it this way, that we are alienated from the life of God. When the Bible talks about alienated, it means that we're cut off and separated from the life of God. Why? Because we are sinners by nature and by choice, and we have died spiritually. But the Bible teaches that there is spiritual life, that our soul, which is dead, can be raised. Our dead spirits can be raised and have life. Life. You can be alive in your spirit, my friend, tonight. Those of you that are dead in trespasses and sin can know life. You can have a new life. If any man be in Christ, the Bible says, he is a new creature. You know how many people say, I just want to turn the page over in my life? Oh, they wait for the new years for a resolution. But my friend, tonight you can have new life. Tonight you can come and meet the one who is the life, who will give you a new life. You can be a new creature tonight. You can have a fresh start tonight by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Jesus said, he said unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. There is darkness in the heart of man. There is darkness within the heart of man. And people are saying, this is so negative. Can I just say to you, my friend, this is true. A proper self-examination will find that our hearts have been darkened in our relationship to God. But the Bible teaches here that Jesus Christ is the life. You know what it says in Acts chapter 3, verse 14 to 15? But ye denied. He's preaching. Peter's preaching the gospel and he's saying, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. Remember how they chose Barabbas and they crucified Jesus? Well, Peter's preaching now and he's saying, you have denied him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you chose a murderer over Christ. And then he says this, and ye killed the Prince of Life. Who's that? Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Life. You say, I need a new life. Where do I go? Where do I turn? My friend, you turn to no other person but the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the life. The life. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life. And the verse finishes off by saying, through Jesus Christ our Lord. You say, I want new life. I want eternal life. Where do I go? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. What do I do? Go to Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman cometh unto the Father. No person is going to get to heaven except going down that one way through Jesus Christ. This is what the Bible teaches us, my friend. You say, how can I have heaven? Well, you need to have Jesus. You say, how can I have Jesus? Well, you need to make a decision, my friend, tonight to say, you know what? I'm done going my own way. I want to now turn to the one who is the way. I'm done with my own way. I want Jesus, who is the way. I'm done following man's opinions and my own thought life and these things that I have considered to be truth. I realize and recognize that the truth is not with me. I need to turn from that, my friend. You need to turn from that tonight and say, you know what? I know where the truth is. The Bible says the truth's with Jesus, and I'm going to find the truth in Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You understand that I'm dead, and every attempt for me to get life in my soul is not happening. I'm still the same person that I've always been, and I want to be a new creature. I want to be a new person tonight. I'm done with this old life. Well, turn around and look at the life, my friend, and look at Jesus, who is the way, who is the truth, who is the life. And my friend, when you find Jesus, you find the way, you find the truth, and you find the life. And the Bible teaches that no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. You can have heaven as your home simply by understanding that you are going the wrong way, and you would in humility turn to Jesus Christ, put your faith and trust in Him, that what He did on the cross for your sins, what He went through was for you. What He suffered on Calvary's tree was not for His own sin, but for our sin, for people that were going their own way, believing their own truth. Those that were dead in trespasses and sin. That's why He went to that old rugged cross. You know that. Did you know that's why Jesus died? You know tonight, my friend, that's why Jesus died. He didn't die because the Jews wanted to kill Him. Although, the Romans and the Jews, they did kill Him. He didn't die because of that, my friend. That Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I lay it down that I may take it up again. You know what Jesus was saying here? I'm dying because I'm on a mission. And my mission is to save every man, every woman and every child. I want to save them from their sin. Those that are going their own way, I want them to come to me. Those that are believing their own truths, I want them to believe on me the truth. Those that are dead in trespasses and sin, I want them to come to me, the life. And Jesus saying, that's why I'm going to the cross. That's why I'm going to the cross. And nobody can stop me because I love you. That's why. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, God doesn't love me? Let me ask you this question. Who has ever died for you? You look at the cross and you dare say that God doesn't love you. You dare say. You take your mind back 2,000 years ago when Jesus hung there on the cross and you dare say, God, you don't love me. The way, the truth, and the life is in Jesus, my friend. And this is the record that God hath given unto us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I'll finish off with this. There was a poet and pastor from the 1700s who wrote these words. A man may go to heaven without health, without riches, without honors, without learning, without friends, but he can never go there without Christ. A man may go to heaven without health, without riches, without honors, without learning, without friends, but he can never go there without Christ. Isn't that what this verse is teaching here? This is what this verse is teaching here. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. That, my friends, is the gospel. That's the very thing that can change your life, Jesus Christ. And can I tell you this? He wants to do that to you tonight. The Bible says this: what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? You know, man goes their own way. They come up with their own truths because they simply are thinking that they're going to live forever. But you know, when you die, you take nothing with you but your soul. And the Bible teaches that there's a heaven and that there is a hell. And the Bible teaches that God is not willing that any should perish, but he wants every man to come to repentance, but that all should come to repentance. But my friend, the choice is with you as to whether or not you would humbly say today, I've been going my own way. Oh, I'm a sinner. I have not been hearkening to the voice of God. And today I know, today I've heard, today I believe that Jesus is the way. Today I believe that Jesus is the truth. Today I believe that Jesus is the life. I'm done with it. Give me Jesus. You can have the world. I just want Jesus. I want the way, the truth, and the life. And if you would bow in humility today and cry out to God to save you, my friend, from a simple childlike faith, God will save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what happened to me when I was 9 years old. And if you can hear the cry of a 9-year-old boy, my friend, he can hear your cry today. If you would just be sincere and humble before him. We're just going to close with a song that we'll all sing together. But I just want you to know that there's a table at the back there. And the table at the back there has some literature that will help you understand more about what I've been speaking about tonight. And you might say, well, I have more questions and I want to speak. You want to speak to me, or you want to speak to someone about this? You say, I really want to know how I can have eternal life, or I know enough and I just really want to trust Jesus as my Savior. If that's your heart tonight and you seriously want to do business with God and you seriously want to settle this salvation and your soul tonight, well, my friend, I want you to go back to that table while we're singing or after the service and just talk to somebody. I'll be there after the song. Other people will be there. My wife will be there for some of the ladies. If this is where you're at and you're honest and say, I really want to know more, I truly want to be saved, just go back to the back table and we'll be there to help you. Because it's so important that you settle this issue once and for all, that you'll know the way, the truth, and the life. Let's sing a song together in closing.